Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Will it help the newspaper's bottom line and erase some red ink? The Boston Globe is going to start charging some online readers. It'll keep its website, Boston.com, for free, but will put much of its print content on a new website for paid subscribers only. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
Newspapers everywhere are trying new ways to make money as advertising and subscriptions fall off. While most papers are experimenting where you pay more the more you read online, the Boston Globe will part its digital sea of readers. Publisher Chris Mayer says starting next year, the paper will launch BostonGlobe.com alongside Boston.com.
The website really is targeted towards two different audiences right now.
One audience, he says, is the traditional newspaper subscriber. They'll now have to pay to read in-depth journalism and editorials on BostonGlobe.com.
Others are coming to us to Boston.com to skim the news, to participate in different communities of interest, and to engage in commercial transactions.
The popular Boston.com will be targeted at them free of charge. It won't have as much heavy news content, but it'll still have breaking local news along with sports, weather, lifestyle, classifieds, things like that.
Boston.com is in a really good spot to do this.
Gina Maniscalco is an internet analyst whose resume includes founding Boston.com.
It has always had remarkable traffic numbers in things other than just in-depth news.
With some 200 million page views a month, Boston.com is one of the most read newspaper sites in the country. John Carroll is a professor of mass communication at Boston University. He says by pulling out the subscribers who are willing to pay,
that will target the audience better for marketers and provide marketers with a more efficient division of audiences.
The Globe sent a letter to advertisers yesterday saying that in the next 3 months it will start having Boston.com users register with more consumer information. Again, John Carroll.
So whereas you're going to pay money to get BostonGlobe.com, you're going to pay in information on Boston.com itself.
Information that's valuable to marketers. In reality, newspapers have always been in the ad business. By creating a new digital brand alongside Boston.com, the Globe is trying to get better at selling advertising, what it used to do really, really well. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.